All right. Hey, we want to welcome everybody to the roundtable episode number 9, where we have our co-host, Jenny, the superstar walker, and our guest today, Brady Hill, my son, is going to come on and talk with us about what we've been talking about on Sunday morning, and then also kind of just fill us in on what's going on in his life. So to let you know what's the roundtable about. So one is to talk about current events, things that are going on, get our perspective from the panel of people that we have. It's an opportunity for everybody to be a part of Jenny's joke time. So that's become pretty popular on our podcast. In fact, you got $5 for 5 jokes today.
I didn't have any jokes though.
And she still gave you the $5?
Yeah, but listen, I didn't have to go on the street corner to make this money. I was like, I made it in the church's bathroom. And I freaked out and I told it to his daughter, which she's probably super underage, but I was so excited I couldn't shut up.
Super underage. Age for what?
Well, I mean, she probably don't get it.
She didn't get what? The part about you like on the street corner?
Yeah, well, maybe so, but
that was a previous podcast.
Understand that hard life.
She was not a prostitute on the street
corner. No, I was not.
I'm just saying, no. you know what people are...
Well, I mean, they should have paid... Maybe you should subscribe.
No, I'm saying, they're thinking there, you're like, you know, I used to make money on the street corner.
But that's why it's funny, because like, you might think something else, but really, I mean something.
Yeah,
because
you used to stand on the street corner
and
with a cardboard sign that said...
Did you know that?
I did not.
I used to hold a sign that said jokes for a dollar. I'm telling you, I made bank on this corner.
That's what I'm saying. She made better money doing that than she did working.
Yeah.
What was your best one?
My best one? I only had one joke.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And people still came back and
for
paid
sure,
you?
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever remember how much money you made?
Well, the most I made was in like on average. No, I don't know exactly how
you
much I made
said,
in one day.
To what you just said. You said, you know, the most I ever made in a day was, well, you know, on an average. I don't know.
Okay, but like I only calculated the 30 minutes like an hour. Or what is it? $30 and 30 minutes. That's what it was.
You used to make $30 and 30 minutes.
Yes, I would make good money.
That's impressive. That's good money.
I know.
That's $60
I thought about
an hour.
Going back. Yeah. Huh? Fourth job.
Well, now you don't because people are paying you in
That's
the bathroom
true.
Of Life Church to
that
tell them
so
jokes.
That is so cool. That is, wow.
Which is a little weird.
See how God can turn your life around? Like, I just got to go pee. That's all I got to do.
Yeah, and they're going to slip you $5.
You know, I expect it now.
So not only do we have Jenny's joke time, which everybody looks forward to, and I guess now she's making money off of the podcast, but we also have Jenny's new addition to our podcast, and that is her dating book, which if you didn't subscribe last week, Jenny's dating book is, if she ever runs out of conversation pieces, you just pick a number between 1 and 4,000 or 300 or something, and you have that question to be able to go with it, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so we'll start off with, Jenny, you want to start off with joke time?
Yep, sure do. Okay, so this is in light of the season that's going on right now. We woke up and it was snowy. Right.
So it's the snowing season?
Right, the snowing season.
Not the Christmas season. Not like
well,
we're in the Christmas.
Well, that too. Oh, okay. But we just did Christmas jokes last week, so I had to do something with Frosty the Snowman. All right, so Frosty's got three
Frosty
jokes for
melded.
Us. What?
He melted.
No,
and
he
died.
Didn't. He's still out there.
What?
It is packing.
Have you watched Frosty the Snowman, Brady?
Not since I was 5.
Well, what happens at the end of Frosty the Snowman?
Well, it becomes summer.
And
or
he
spring.
Dies.
Yes, but it is now cold out.
Does Frosty the Snowman come back to life?
He always comes back to life.
I don't
every
think that's
year.
True. Okay, whatever.
Don't ruin the spirit of right. Frosty. Okay, here we go. What did Frosty's girlfriend give him when she was mad at him? The cold shoulder. That was good, right?
Yeah,
that was good.
That. Even Brady laughed
yeah,
at that one.
See, that's funny. I got really good ones today. Okay. What does Frosty the Snowman take when he gets sick? A chill pill.
Oh, is he sick with the cold?
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. COVID. He has COVID. Okay. Okay. The Frosty's new strand of it. Okay. So what food do you get when you cross Frosty with a polar bear? Burger.
Okay. That one might not want it over so well. Isaac was getting ready to hit the boo button.
I think he's already heard it.
I think he muted your mic for the last one.
I'm used to it.
Okay, so
it's hard life.
No, you can keep that.
You
now, Brady, you
got
to get Brady an opportunity to do the question book.
Oh,
I mean, not that you're dating Brady.
No, I just put my jokes up.
Huh? I know. So let's go. Brady,
so I pick a number.
Yes. Okay. So there are 300 and something pages in here.
Okay.
So just pick a number 1 through 300.
300.
Really? Okay.
Are you sure it's to 300?
Ooh, I think this is... No, I'm not sure now that you put me on the spot. But if it's not, we'll get as close as possible.
Okay.
So we're going to go to 297.
Okay. Okay.
All right, okay. Here we go.
Random question.
Okay. What do you consider wasting time to be?
I consider wasting time whenever you're not being productive.
Good answer.
What about you?
Anything I do, I'm wasting time.
What?
Yeah. So I take forever to get places, okay? And it doesn't matter how early I wake up or how whatever. Like, I will still be wasting time doing I don't even know what.
Are you late to everything?
Yeah.
I just had this feeling.
Or super on time, like 00 or 01. That's me.
Super on time.
Yeah.
Which, why, what's 00 and 01?
Like 7
like
o'clock.
She gets there at 7 instead of 6:55.
Right. Like, who does that? Why would you want to be early? I'd never, do
me.
You? You're
yes.
an early person?
Yes.
What about you?
I'm normally pretty early.
What do you guys do with your time when you're there? That's unproductive time.
No, you know what? Not being on time is completely selfish. Selfish.
Okay. All right.
Selfish.
Selfish. But not if it's, I'm not intending to be selfish to anybody else. It's just my way of life.
Being
selfish? Distracted. No, not necessarily. No. I just find other things to do. It's called ADD, guys, okay? Mm. Yeah, I suffer with that.
Do you know Tom Coughlin, who used to coach for the Giants?
Right.
So he's famous for, he used to set all the clocks in the entire organization back 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So when they would have meetings at 7 o'clock, everybody was expected to be there at 6:45. And so there's no exceptions to the rule.
That is
every
hilarious.
Every clock in the entire organization was set
Maybe you
back.
Should do that in your house.
I have done that before.
Do you have clocks?
I don't set them back. I set them forward. So I'm like, crap. Like, I have five, like, it's mm-hmm. more 5 minutes way ahead of time than I thought. So then
you think you always have more time than you really do.
Yes. That's my issue.
I can't figure out.
That's probably why you get there at 00 or 01.
Yes, because I think I have more time and then I get a train.
I have never heard of anybody setting their clocks forward.
What do you mean?
Why
that makes perfect sense.
Why?
Because then you have more time. Because I'm like, wait.
No, but you actually don't have more time.
You have less time.
No.
The thing with time is when you speed it up, you actually have less time.
I know, but if I think it's later than what it is, then I'll hurry. Nobody does that.
Okay, listen, yeah. If you're listening and anybody
else
in our podcast audience has ever, I've heard lots of people who are traditionally late will set their clocks back. You
That's
know, five
the dumbest
minutes.
Thing I've ever
just so they make sure that they're on time.
They should listen to me.
Right.
Because
so now,
that would actually work for your scenario because
if I set it back?
Yeah, because then you're hustling because you think you're going to be late when actually you're going to be early.
Maybe this is why I'm always late.
No, yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
So Jenny, if you agree with Jenny that you should all be setting your clocks forward so that, you know, so when it's 7 o'clock, your clock really says 7:15.
Well,
if you think that helps, make sure you let us know in the comments section.
I mean, give it a try.
Huh? Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah.
See how it does with your productivity and whether you waste any time or not. Here's a question. Do you get up when your alarm goes off?
Yeah, usually.
You get right out of bed. You don't hit snooze.
No. I have like 10 alarms.
Okay, so
I have
you
this...
don't get up with your alarm.
Sometimes. Well, it depends which alarm you're talking about.
The first one.
Okay, so listen, I have this, like, it's a vibrating alarm clock that is supposed to go under your pillow. But I am so, like, a heavy, deep sleeper that my dad put it in a coffee can. So then it's like, it is so loud. I've had roommates say, like, hate me because it'll just go off for hours. Yeah.
So today, your room, you have an alarm clock and a coffee can.
Today is a different exception.
Okay.
It's not.
You mean a different day?
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. No, today is not the exception because it wasn't a normal day.
Okay.
I woke up super late.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
and
but
it
my
snowed.
Point is you set 10 alarms.
So
I think that's a waste of time.
Okay. Well,
I was answering your question.
Oh. You're answering
that's
the question.
That's what I think is a total waste of time.
Setting 10
if
alarms.
If you set your alarm, get your butt out of bed. That's
I'm
the
tired.
Craziest thing I've ever heard, that people snooze their alarm.
Why?
Then set it for later. What? Get if you're not getting up, what's the snooze
you're
for?
You're not really sleeping.
Right.
Either.
Right.
That's the problem.
Okay.
So do you feel better?
No, that's not even. So the reason why I set so many alarms and what probably why I sleep in, because I set one super early. Mm-hmm. So I'm like halfway awake. And then I set one a couple, like, because I probably do four on my phone and then the one on my alarm clock. So I was dramatic with the whatever I said. But I do set five. So, and then by the second one on my alarm on here, I'll be a little bit more awake. And then my vibrating alarm clock goes off. And then I set two more just in case I fell back asleep.
Just in case you fall back asleep.
Yeah, because I've been known to do that. Because I played that dangerous game of going back to sleep after you turn your alarm clock off. There's a funny meme about that, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a complete waste of time. When Jeremy, my son Jeremy, mm-hmm. he sets like 10 alarms, and it's a duck quacking.
That's annoying.
I'm like, who wakes up to a duck quacking?
Yeah, that's annoying.
I mean, there's nothing. No wonder you sleep through 10 alarms if it's a duck quacking. Yeah, what's yours?
Just the normal alarm.
Okay.
I want it to scare me.
Do you
want to
do one more?
Yeah. Okay. So who's picking up? I'll just do this.
You pick a number.
40.
40. Ooh, I think these are really deep ones.
Why'd you pick 40?
Huh?
Why'd you pick 40?
It's my football number. I'm thinking back to high school.
You used to be a good football player?
I used to play football. Okay. I don't know that being a good football player would be a definition, but okay. I used to play football.
Here we go. Okay. Where did your high school crowd hang out? I hung out in the Taco Bell parking lot.
I said this on a Sunday morning, and Sherry about killed me.
Where?
BFE.
What the heck is BFE?
You can't say it on air.
Oh, it's all the way out in the nunchucks or whatever. What is that called? BFE. What does that stand for? B. Just give me the first letter. I mean,
He actually gave you three of the first letters.
I know, but what's the next letter after the first letters? B.
BFE.
Right, I know, but what are the letters after the letters?
What do you think that couldn't be said on the air that starts with an F?
There's a lot of words that I could think of.
That starts with an F. That's a cuss word. Oh. There would be in the middle.
Duck.
Yeah.
It rhymes with duck.
Yeah. And the last one is Egypt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm. Oh, bum. Duck, Egypt.
Yes.
Okay.
Used to be a country road out in the middle of nowhere, and we would hang out there.
In the country road?
Yeah, you just go on a country road, turn on country music, and everybody drank beer.
That sounds great.
That was my hangout.
On the country road.
Yeah. Like nobody's around.
Are you parking your cars? Like,
yeah,
are they lined
everybody
up?
Just parks their car and you turn on your radios. Everybody just hangs out, sits on their car.
Sounds like the Walmart parking lot.
Yes, it does.
Have you drove by in the summer pre-COVID? Oh, yes.
The Walmart parking lot is a hangout in Huntington?
Finest.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Taco Bell and then Walmart parking
Taco
lot.
Bell, I was that person.
It's like the loop.
Yep.
What?
I got caught doing some shady things. Talk about.
You just don't want to disclose any of those shady
things. I mean, they're really not that shady. Like, not shady in the sense of, like, anyways, we can move on.
Well, no.
Where did you hang out?
Yeah, where did you hang out in high school? Remember, his dad's on the podcast.
Right, but my parents watch, so it's the same thing.
We never had a Walmart parking lot. Well, we did, but that wasn't. My friends and I didn't. We weren't those type of people that went to the Walmart parking lot.
So if you were
special kind of person.
Yeah, you weren't one of the shady ones.
Right.
That, yeah.
Yeah, we actually had a cabin in the woods.
Oh, that's fun.
All of our friends would go to. We had a fire and canoes, so we'd always go canoeing down the river and then hang out around the fire.
Do you still have this cabin?
Yes.
I need an invite.
Yes.
That sounds like so much fun. What?
It's to the cabin.
Yes,
you
I don't.
Actually
yes.
don't. So one of our friends from high school just got married. So I thought it'd be fun to everybody get back together at the cabin. We're all a little bit bigger now. And the cabin is still the same size.
Yes.
And so I forgot how small it was.
That is so
and
funny.
Now I never want to go back because
that small.
My back hurts so bad. So I'll sleep on the ground.
Really? Yeah.
And you're like 6'7", so you're not going to fit in there very well.
No, not. It's going to be like tiny house.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not that tall. Huh? What?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
Okay, well, I feel like that's somewhat tall.
Well, it is tall.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
I know. I have to buy extra longs.
Yeah, so 6'7" was just a, like...
dramatic.
If people aren't watching, we want you to realize. Oh. If you see Jenny, she will stand out.
I look really short right now, because I have a really short torso, actually. Mm. Like, if I stand next to somebody, or sit next to somebody with, like, 5'6", we'd be the same height.
Okay.
Probably, yeah. Random fun fact about me.
So, talking of random fun facts, we'll get to know Brady.
Yes.
Our guest today, my son, my oldest son, one of my oldest sons, Corbin being the other. And so, Brady, tell us a little bit about you. What do you do? What are you into right now? What are you excited about? What are you reading? Tell us a little bit about you.
So, right now, I graduated from Taylor University about 2 years ago. So, glad that that's finally over. It was a good time in my life. Met a lot of really great people, but I've never been much of a school person in the classical sense of the term. So, I played football, met a lot of really great people, ended up graduating, and I've been working on one of Dad's farms ever since. And right now, I'm working in Wabash most of the time, and so that's going pretty well. What am I
living in Wabash too?
Yep. Yeah, living. Yep. Living and working in Wabash.
Yep.
And so, reading wise, it's kind of funny. We were talking about before the podcast. The book is essentially all about revenge, which is what we learned about is bad on Sunday. So, for those of you that didn't know, revenge is not good, and you don't want to take it. Even though I'm reading about it, it's about a group of people in kind of the slums of a big city, and it's kind of like when there's like gangsters and mobsters, and so they got screwed over by a mob boss. Okay. And so they are at the bottom of the barrel is what they call it. And so it's about their rise to the top and how they're going to topple over the guy who screwed them over.
What's the book called?
Six of Crows.
Six of Crows.
Six of Crows.
And so their whole time is just about revenge
for
other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything that you're watching on Netflix, anything that you're watching on Hulu, anything, movies that you're binge watching right now?
I'm not much of a Netflix and Hulu type of person. What? I watch a lot of sports, so I could talk about that. Netflix wise, the only thing I'm kind of watching is a show called Outlander.
Okay.
So Emma got me hooked on Outlander, but I guess I'm not really hooked because I've only watched like 5 episodes in a month. But it's essentially about this group of Scottish people.
It's funny.
It's about this.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh.
Lady.
I didn't know.
Yeah, she goes back in time.
Ooh.
To a place in Scotland.
Okay.
I think it's called Inverness.
Okay.
And it's kind of about her getting to know these Scottish people, and she's trying to figure out what
back in time?
Yeah. And she's trying to figure out what happened to her.
Okay.
So I don't know a lot about it because I'm only 5 episodes in.
That's okay.
But
you sold it. I love stuff like that. Like
what are
going
you
back in
now?
Time. I'm still watching Younger, and I really like prison shows.
Prison shows.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Like
Gang Ones.
Like real
hardcore.
People.
Like World's Toughest. Yes.
Like World's Toughest Prison.
Yes, that's such a good show.
We're
or Rookie.
Watching, our new one's The Shooter. We got done with Designated Survivor, which
you did.
Take Jenny's recommendation. She told me this. Here's Jenny's recommendation.
Thank
First
you.
Season, awesome. Second season starts to go down. Third season's not worth watching.
Yeah.
And I said, they can't be true. The first season's so good.
You didn't
good.
Believe me?
No.
But so now you're going to take my word more seriously.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe when it comes to entertainment.
Right. That.
I don't know about the rest.
Right. Cause, yeah.
But on the entertainment world.
I do know that.
Designated Survivor went downhill
and so
fast.
Sad because it's so good.
Yeah.
It really is.
In the
is.
Beginning, it was good. So we're watching Shooter now. So
Which,
we just...
I don't know what that is.
It's about a Ukrainian president got shot by somebody, framed a guy that's a Marine sniper.
Ooh.
The whole thing is about the Marine sniper clearing himself, gets it all cleared, season one. I don't want to break anybody's bubble if they're going to be watching it.
Spoiler.
But,
yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, alert.
If you're listening, close your ears. Then it goes on to season two. That's what we started last night. But this is the problem. Like, I'm a disciplined person. When we get on this kick... It's terrible. My bedtime alarm. I have a bedtime alarm.
That is, I saw that. Okay. I saw that pop up on my phone. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me when to go to bed.
So I have a bedtime alarm that goes off. And I have to look over at Sherry and be like, one more? We're going to watch one more? Last night, it was 11 something until I went to bed.
Are you kidding me?
No, 11. I'm 9:30 kind of guy.
Wow.
Yeah. And I know you don't do any of that.
You're
but.
Really wild. Actually, I have been going to sleep at like 9:30.
Have you really?
Yeah.
You feel more refreshed?
No.
Why?
No. What do you mean, why?
If
why
you're sleeping more, why wouldn't you feel more refreshed?
I feel like if you sleep more, the more tired you are.
Sleep more like 12 hours more or like
eight. Okay. It depends if I'm sleeping. Like I've noticed that if I wake up and during my REM cycle, cause I know that stuff, because it's on my Fitbit, and I'm really invested in my Fitbit and knowing all the stats because I'm a nerd. Anyways, but if I, I'll be like, why am I so tired? Like, if I work at Place of Grace and I get woke up in my a good dream at like 4 a.m. and I'm tired, it's because they woke me up during my dream, my REM sleep.
Do you dream? Do you remember your dreams?
Some of them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Why, you don't at all?
Have you ever had the dream where you fall off a building and you can't die?
Yes.
You ever have the dream where you're trying to run away from somebody and you just can't run fast enough?
I don't know.
Yep.
Huh? I hate that dream.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's always like, I'm like,
oh. Oh my gosh. You dream in color? Huh? Color? Do you dream in color?
There's dreaming in black and white.
Ooh, I have a question. Do you dream in color?
I've never dreamt in black and white.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. But listen, okay, so did you know there's a certain specific type of people that cannot have, like, images in their head or think in their head? Like, do you speak in your head? Like, can you hear your own voice in your head? Not calling you crazy or anything.
I don't know.
Well, just think about it. Like, you hear an audible voice in your head.
Yes. Like, because you're talking about some people, when they read, they have a hard time reading because they can't see what's happening on the pages. Yeah.
What?
Maybe you're the one. I've always wanted to pick somebody's brain.
That does what?
That cannot, like, they can't hear their own voice. They can't, like, think in their head or see, like, images or pictures.
Oh, no, I can see images.
Okay, you're good. Yeah. You're safe.
There's, like, there's a certain type of people, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, they'll read a book. And so I don't want to say normal person because that's just what I've known. So you read the book and the images come up in your head. So it's like you're watching a movie in your head through the book. Some people you can't. Like, they can't hear their voice, and there's no pictures in their head.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
They're just reading lines on the page.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't.
So, like, what are you thinking about?
Huh?
You know, like, how do you not think? Like, they don't think.
Like, that's a real thing.
No, I swear.
Like, you watch this on a prison documentary? Where they were like,
in the psych
this
ward.
Guy's in prison because he couldn't think, and.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great way to get out of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, it wasn't that. It was actually an article. And it's a true thing.
Okay. All right. So Christmas season's coming up, right? Big plans?
Crazy. Yes.
What?
I'm going to Great Wolf Lodge.
Are you really?
On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Yeah, Courtney invited me with her family.
Wow.
So I'm going with my second family.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I know. I haven't been there in a really long time.
Brady, big plans Christmas?
Just going up to Michigan, but that's about it.
Okay. We're kids are coming over. I think it's this week. Is it this Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, I'm having my Christmas Sunday.
You know what the craziest thing about our Christmas is? Hmm. So the kids come over and they open their gifts, and it's the first time I've ever seen them.
The gifts?
Yeah.
That sounds like
I never shop for them. I have no idea what
That's
they're
fun.
Getting. You know, so I sit there and I'm surprised every time they open one. So they're coming. Wow. Yeah, Christmas Eve. Don't forget that. Coming up next week.
Yeah.
So we'll have Eve. And then we always get away. So Sherry and I will be getting away, going to Florida. So that might mean you and Isaac have to lead the podcast. Never thought about that. I'm going to be gone.
How long are you going to be gone for?
I get back January 10th.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so you might have to do. You and Isaac might be the podcast people.
Okay.
During that time. So. Take some notes and make sure you know.
We should do it like live, or not live, but like out in the world. That'd be so fun.
Out in the world, where?
I don't know, doing something. Like interviewing people. Have you ever seen those like TV shows about people like interviewing people? Oh my gosh, no, like Impractical Jokers. Have you ever seen that show?
Yes.
I have wanted to gather three friends and go do it and do like a woman one.
You would do
you dare me do anything, I'll do it.
Anything.
Anything. My dad always warns people.
I was going to say, listen, so anybody that's out there that comes and sees Jenny at the cafe, just know you could get her to do anything.
Yep. Somebody had to eat something off the ground.
I am actually going to bring you some peppers and dare
you. I already did that. But we should do it on air. It came out of somebody's garden. I did it with my brother, but I did it first because he wouldn't do it.
Now, and remember, Jenny's on the wall.
I am.
I know, but this is what we did with Josh. I ordered the Carolina Reaper off of Amazon, which is the hottest pepper in the world.
I think I did that.
And I had him eat two of them.
Okay, well, I just
ate he almost died.
Well, he was good for like the first 30 minutes. He was profusely sweating, which is kind of funny because he just couldn't stop. And he's like, man, I think I'm good. And then the next morning I wake up, I'm like, hey, like, how'd you sleep?
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, I was asleep for about 5 minutes, and then I had to go up, and I was in the bathroom for the rest of the night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so here, listen.
Can we do it?
Okay, Isaac, this is the deal. This is what we're going to do.
Let's do it. Please.
If you are watching and or listening, comment On our Facebook, yep. Comment on our YouTube,
yep.
Put a dare together, and Isaac, our production guy, will make sure that it happens here on air where people can watch.
I'll do all of them.
Not, we can't do
why? All.
You don't even
You're not going to be here.
Listen, you have no idea what people are daring you
I
to do
I don't care.
Yet.
I've done some crazy
okay,
things.
Okay, Isaac will put a list together. If you're watching, put your dare for Jenny down. Maybe when I'm gone, yep. You guys will do it. When I get back, save a couple yep. for when I get back.
Okay.
So that way I can be able to
I
see.
I don't think they think that I'm going to do it, huh? But I will.
Yeah, so Christmas Eve, you know the other thing that's happening this
what?
Week? This Sunday night?
No. Oh, yeah, it's the Christmas
youth party.
Thing.
Yeah,
I know.
The youth party's going
yes.
on. Here's the coolest
I'm
thing.
Bummed.
I don't even know if this is true, but I'm hoping that this is true. This is what they're telling me.
Yeah.
Off of Christmas Vacation, Cousin Eddie.
I literally thought Cousin Eddie was going to be here. Remember that? I yeah. literally thought, like, the real... I'm like, how do you guys have that hookup?
Yeah, so no, Cousin yeah. Eddie's coming with his RV, I think.
Hot chocolate.
And then hot chocolate
yeah.
is coming out of the sewer hose to
Which
be able to
so
show
cool.
to people. I heard that the Grinch is going to be here, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
The Grinch is not.
Oh,
I
so all listen. So all of you guys that were counting on Jenny, who said she was going to be the Grinch and bring
With
her dog
Max.
Last week and promised it.
I did
now,
not promise. I said
she
maybe.
Did promise. She
I
promised.
Did not. I have a Christmas. Nobody tells me anything to my family, and I have Christmas this Sunday.
So do we.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We have it too. We're coming. We got to come up and get chocolate out of the sewer.
Oh,
hose.
You're coming with your family?
Well, I don't know. They might stay home, but I'm coming. Isaac's got a video, so he's going to be up here. Doing
it. Oh, yeah, so. Maybe I'll just pop in with my Grinch face. I got a green clay mask I can put on.
So anyway, that's going to be an exciting time of that happening. So let's bring it back to, let's talk about Sunday, right? So here is the Travel Light series. So this is what we've been talking about. God has a plan for your life, race for you to run. Probably a good idea to shed off the things that we shouldn't have, mm-hmm. you know, and we should run the race so that we could win. Right. So we talked about this idea of like, how do we respond to certain things? And I brought up this concept this week to think through is like the natural nature of a person is the unredeemed nature.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's like the before Christ. So the before Christ person, when it comes to stuff, says as much as I can get, you know, use it all for me, selfish. The redeemed person or a Christian person looks at their stuff and says, I'll never let my stuff get me. I'm going to use my stuff to help.
Right.
You know, other people. Distractions, like we talked about this, still amazing. How many distractions, you know, people have, you know, in their lives. And we're like, unredeemed nature says distractions are no big deal. Mm-hmm. Redeemed nature would say, I need to be focused on what God has to do. Now, this week, here's what we talked about. And I said this. I think it's probably one of the hardest things for me to figure out. And it comes down to this, that in an unredeemed nature, it's we live in a world of justice, right? So if you did something, you deserve to be paid back
yeah.
for what you did, right? So there's justice inside of that. A redeemed nature would say that we should forgive and walk away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said the hardest part for me is this idea. How do you love people when they don't love you back? Or how do you love people when they treat you badly? You know, or how do you
it's
love
hard.
People when you put yourself out there, and then once you put yourself out there, they don't reciprocate any of those things. So we said, as a redeemed Christian, we need to think through this whole idea of how do you love people who don't love you back, or how do you love people who have hurt you, right? So for each one of you guys, talk with me about your own lives. You know, tell me, what is your perspective on that? Is that an easy thing to do? Is that a hard thing to do? You know, where do you land on this whole, like, where God wants us to live with a forgiving spirit? Like, is it easy? Is it hard? Jenny, thoughts?
For me, I think it depends on the person or the situation of what I'm forgiving. For my own life, the person that I've had the hardest time forgiving has been myself.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they say that a lot in, like, recovery and addictions. Because I have done so many things to certain people that, like, it's sometimes easier for people to forgive me, especially, like, family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's been forgiven a long time ago. But, like, for what I've done to them, it's sometimes you still, like, hold on to it. Or just, like, the shame and guilt, it's really hard to, like, forgive yourself.
So that's an interesting concept. So let's talk about that
okay.
for a second. So we said in the message Sunday that One of the reasons is to forgive other people is mm-hmm. because it allows us to be who God's called us to be, because it doesn't allow Satan to have a foothold, right?
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter the response of the person that we forgave, but for us, it'll freeze us up.
Yeah.
So when you can't forgive yourself, do you find yourself in that same position where you can't be completely who God's called you to be because Satan has a foothold, right,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your life because of...
Yeah.
of unforgiveness. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with that?
So, like, I mean, if you don't forgive yourself, like, then you do, you're still stuck in shame and guilt. And it, like, I lived in that. I could forgive other people, but I lived in the unforgiveness of myself for a really long time that did distract me from being in relationship with other people or helping other people or even just helping myself to help other people with that, just me being walking it out and then them seeing me. So it definitely has a foothold, like, on us.
Now, does this come up continually? Like, do you have to continue to remind yourself that you're forgiven?
I mean, not as much as often, but in the beginning, yeah.
It was a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Brady, what's your perspective?
I think it's really important to... remember, like, who you put your stock in. So that might sound a little bit confusing at first, but, like, for me personally, so there's a lot of people in the world, and I think we all have lots of interactions with lots of people, and I'm sure you would know as a barista, like, certain people you meet that come that you serve,
because
my girlfriend Emma was a waitress for a long time, and she would say some of these people that come in are just absolutely terrible, whether it's from not tipping to being completely impolite or just flat out rude. And so some people, it's hard for them to not let that affect their day, because it's like, well, I was nice to them, why couldn't they be nice to me? Or even if it's like some of your friends and your people that you work with, and they're just, you don't have a great relationship with them. And I think that's really hard, because I think everyone wants everybody to like them and to like to be around them. And so when their relationship is not there, I think you have to just remember that who you put your, like, the most amount, like, whose opinion matters. And so for me personally, it's like my family's opinion matters. Mm-hmm. So everybody else can hate me or love me. It really doesn't matter, because there's a certain few people that matter to me. So I think that's how that helps me with that a lot.
So it's not a big deal if somebody comes up that their opinion doesn't matter and treats you like crap.
I think at the end of the day, when it lets you, like, when it distracts you, I think that's
when you laughing gotta... because I know Brady. Obviously, he's my son.
Right.
So when
you know him?
Huh?
What? Yeah. You know him?
Yeah. So when Brady gets to the, when Brady, he might have got a little bit of his temper from me, you know. So
really? I can't. You're so chill.
Yeah, so every once in a while, you know, Brady gets to these levels where it didn't matter for a while, but it matters now. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, it's actually funny. During the service, we brought up the verse in Scripture where it says it's like dumping hot coals on their head.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout my life, I've had my temperament issues. And
what?
So dad would,
like, mind blown.
We would always meet, and it was like, listen, you got to be good. You know what I mean? Love them back. And it's like dumping coals on their head. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing the right thing. And I thought it was funny during the service, because I was like, well, I still got to get to the point where it's like, I'm not dumping coals on their head to hurt them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, back when I was... like
Brady's
kid,
hoping the coal spill and burn that face
that's
off.
That's selfishly, and I think that's where what you're talking about. A lot of us get to these points of where it's like, yeah, it's great. You know, we'll love them back, and hopefully the coals burn them all the way down their body.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
like you don't. That's the mindset that we're trying to get out of.
Mm-hmm.
Of at the end of the day, control what you can control, and do what you're called to do, and that's love everybody unconditionally. As hard as that is. Back to, I think, what you said, too, of goals and purpose and being distracted. So that's why I think it's very important being goal-oriented and having a purpose mind, because you know, like, there's so many things pulling you away.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my goal is to love people and to impact people in a certain way. And so what I'm doing, my actions, is that taking me away? Is that helping me towards my goal or taking me further away from my goal?
Well, here's the thing that's funny for me personally. So that circle that Brady's talking about, whose opinion matters, has shrunk significantly over the past 20 years of being in ministry. And here's why. So in ministry, or even in life, when people need you, right? And you go to their hospital room, or you go and grieve with them, or you go and celebrate. When they need you and you're there, you're the best person ever,
yeah.
Right? But then when they disagree with you,
yeah,
a year later, they have no problem trashing you, not only to your face, then going out into the community saying, well, you know, this yeah. is, and I'm like, that used to really bug me because I wanted to go out and track those people down. You want to talk about shooter?
That was you.
I want to go find those people, and I want to, number one, figure out who they talk to. Uh-huh. So I want to set the record straight.
Right,
you
right.
I want to
yeah.
set the record
justice
straight.
Justice and fairness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said something that was not true, mm-hmm. and you're out there slandering me. I want to fix the problem.
That's right? A Pisces in you.
I am not a Pisces.
Yes, you are.
You brought up something about being I don't think I'm a Pisces.
You can't argue what you are.
You said because I'm in the 22nd, though.
But
that
you
it's
can
like,
go both ways.
Yeah,
but I'm
that's
saying
what I'm
that
saying.
You carried a trait over from that. Justice.
Yeah, so in the midst of that, I wanted to fix the problem. And in the middle of the fixing the problem, I wanted to slap those people silly. Because when I was, you couldn't get enough of me. Like in the beginning, I sacrificed my time with my wife and my kids. I would not go see their sporting events, or I would be away from home so I could come and serve you. And I could serve you and give you what you want. You loved me, thought yeah. I was the best. And then all of a sudden something happened, you didn't get your way, or, you know, you go down that road. And so I thought, if I'm going to run this church, mm-hmm. I got to get used to this. I got to figure out whose opinion matters, because people will love you one day and hate you the next.
That's so true.
Right? I mean, have you ever yeah. experienced that? Yeah. People that will pat you on the back.
Yeah.
You know, great job. And then
disagree
6 months
them.
Later, all yeah. of a sudden, you know, it's like, I can't believe, you know, you're this, or I can't believe you're that. I just think, back to what Brady said, I have to learn who that is. Mm-hmm. You know, and
I think it's also important, too, to remember who's constant. Because even just in life, even family can be up and down. You know, I think you'd be able to attest even with mom. If there's good days, there's bad days. You
sure.
know, there's more good days than bad days. But at the end of the day, people are still people. And
right.
at the end of the day, God is constant. And he's always there and he's never changing. And I
right.
think we have to be able to understand. The sooner we realize that, the easier it is going forward.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
And, yeah, and Jenny, talk about this a little bit. Because we talked about this a long time ago on the podcast. At the end of the day, this can sound like a cliche. But if you're really going to make it in ministry, or if you're really going to make it in life,
yeah.
you have to believe that there is only an audience of one. Like, really. At the end of the day,
yep.
the closest people to you at some point will not love you the way you should be loved, not treat you the way you should be treated. There's only one
mm-hmm.
whose opinion matters.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've
yeah.
talked about that before,
right.
how in your own life.
Yeah,
right?
Like, the verse that always comes to my mind when something like this happens, and I have to revert back to it a lot, is if God is for us, then who can be against us? Because for me, that's one of my issues, is concerning like what other people think about me or just anything like that. So yeah, that verse.
Right. Because
helps.
You have said like that, that's part of your personality. It's like
right.
you struggle
mm-hmm.
wanting to be a pleaser.
Yeah.
Right. Like
I
you
just,
struggle
yeah.
wanting to make people happy,
yeah.
you know, and when you don't, that's how this whole thing happens. Because your audience, the more that you're involved with people, that's what we're saying about ministry, right? So
right.
the more that you're in a
yeah.
leadership position, the more people can throw darts.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a position, because I've seen people do this, like, I'm just going to sit home, I don't like people. You know, because we always said this, like, I've lived by this mantra forever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the mantra. Life is not fair. Mm-hmm. And if you believe it should be fair, you'll spend the rest of your life arguing with God.
Yeah.
Right? Life's never fair and won't be fair.
Yeah.
Right? People are weird. And
I love that one.
If you don't believe that, you'll spend the rest of your life arguing with people.
Yeah.
Because people are just weird. At the end of the day, love's the bottom line. Right? Like, that's the, and I think that's just the mantra for how we live, is we can't hide because, you know, we get to the place where we feel like life's so hard and people are throwing darts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, just, you already know they're going to throw darts. So you have a purpose on this earth. You already know they're going to be people throwing darts.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of people, right? People are weird. Life's not fair, but it doesn't change what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to love. And I think we got 5 minutes to wrap it up. So let's wrap it up with this. So let's talk through this.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you make that mantra up?
Here would be my guess.
Okay.
My guess is I read it somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where I read it.
Do you want to get it on a shirt
huh?
and we can both wear it? I really want to wear a matching outfit.
Well, you have to talk to the producer.
Oh, I know somebody that can put it on a shirt.
Right. Whatever the producer says, I'll do. I'm not going down the dare road. There ain't no dares happening.
Okay,
with
that's
me,
fine. But that's we should wear a shirt. I thought you had the round table shirt on today.
There, we have a round table
No, we
shirt?
Don't. That's why I thought from a distance, and I do have my contacts in. I was like, oh, we got shirts. Oh. Nobody told me.
Okay, maybe. So let's wrap it up with this.
Okay, let's do it.
So when we're thinking about this idea of how do we live out life in a way that honors Christ, how do we free ourselves up to be able to travel light and do those things, we said that personally we need to live with a forgiving spirit, right? So we need to put some principles. So our advice to the audience from Brady, from Jenny is, first of all, figure out whose opinion matters. And I think that's a great, that's a good thing. Like, try to find who's going to be your audience. And even remember, inside of that, there is only one opinion that matters.
Yeah, and I think if anything, that's the most important thing to remember. If you can't follow any other thing, that is the most important.
Right. Be right in your relationship with God.
Yeah.
Know that you're good with him and nobody else is going to shake you off course.
Yeah.
Right. If he's against you, nobody, you know, if he's for you, nobody can be against you. Here's the other part of it. Why is this so important? Because one of the things that we know is we're called and we're all breathing today because we have a purpose. Right. Our purpose on this earth is to share the love of Christ with other people. Scripture makes this very clear. What credit is it to you if you only love those who will love you back? What credit it is to you if you only give to those people who will give back? So in this, we have to remember our responsibility is to share the gospel and to love the unlovable at times. And the only way we can get there is if we set these things straight, right? Like, we know and understand where we're at personally in our relationship with Christ, and that we understand that regardless of how that person responds or regardless of what that person does, we're carrying out the calling, you know, of Christ in our life. Because we can't forget that. We have to reach people who aren't like us, who don't think like us, you know, and we talked about that. That's why I said from the stage, listen, at the end of the day, I don't wear a mask, you wear a mask, but I'm not going to let that piece, like, and I'm not going to want to burn your house down. You don't have to burn my house down. At the end of the day, we should still be able to have a conversation, even though we disagree with those things. And I think that's something we can all learn, you know, is that we can disagree with people, but we care about their eternity. All right. Any last suggestions you want to add to our audiences before we take off? Any last words of wisdom?
Nope.
All right, so thanks, everybody, for joining us on this week's podcast roundtable. Thank you to our guest, Brady Hill.
Thank you
to our great co-host, Jenny the Superstar Walker. Don't forget, great things are coming up. So
yes,
we have Eve's coming up. We have the Christmas party for youths coming up this Sunday. Yep. We're going to continue to go down this Travel Light series. Lots of amazing things happening. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to put your dares on the comment page on YouTube.
Please.
Our producer, Isaac, will be putting those things together. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.